Welcome to the Elixir Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. This is a Week 11 reaction, and we're going to just some storylines to watch for the week here. So Lamar misses. You get the Tyler Huntley game. They pull out a win, and it's basically like an unknown viral infection. I wonder if there's a... And I don't think we'll get a clear answer to this. I was worried just because we've sort of seen this with him a bit. Like, he's been sick. It seems to have been, at least just my reading of it was that it was like digestive related. You know, he's having trouble keeping fluids down, like that sort of stuff. It just, and we've seen, you know, stories like that in the past with him. And I've always wondered if he's got like something that is just undiagnosed. And that was my concern. I asked around a little bit, like this, that it was equally possible that it's just entirely random and he's just got a bad viral infection. And there's some thought to the fact that because of masking and all that other stuff, like some of the viral infections that we are getting, we are less immune to them and they're actually we're getting worse reactions. So, you know, your random, what would be an otherwise random cold or flu in a normal season for a normal year pre-2020 is treating otherwise healthy individuals worse than it would. So some thought there, you know, both, you know, that he's just got sick or, you know, I just worry that it's something bigger. Which I guess is a possibility too, but hopefully he's just sick and it's not something bigger. But that like I don't know that it just concerns me, and I just hope he's good. So all right, Aaron. So he should be back. By the way, he should be back for week 12. Like that shouldn't be a concern there with Lamar. So it looks like he should be back. He tried to give it a go. I just couldn't. Like, it just wasn't gonna happen. So hopefully he's back and ready to go. We're optimistic and hopefully he gets healthy. Aaron Rodgers is dealing with something he's calling like a worse than a turf toe, which is I'm not sure the exact diagnosis on that. But he was able to played well in a game that frankly was really interesting down the stretch. And I know we do have some Vikings fans in the AOD subscriber chat and the you know the AOD subscribers generally and in the chat, so I know there was some excitement there with the way that game ended for Minnesota. So we'll see there. It doesn't look like this is something that Rodgers is going to stay out for significant time. It looks like it's going to be kind of like a week to week, a day to day type situation rather than a week to week type situation or anything like that. But we're gonna watch, you know, make sure that there's nothing longer term here that should be a problem. But it's probably gonna be limited practices and going forward. I don't think he's actually gonna miss any time. Justin Fields, rib injury. Went to the hospital for some imaging. I guess there's some concern that it's a potential spleen based on where he was hit and those sorts of things. So probably going to be out for Thursday based on the severity of the rib injury, needing to go to the hospital and all that. It's just too quick of a return for him to play on Thursday, so it's probably going to be an Andy Dalton game. Kyler Murray was held out of this game, and it looks like probably good to go after after this upcoming week's bye. He should be good to go in week 13. Should be. I actually like to see this. And I wonder if this is something we see a little bit more frequently, which is guys get hurt, and instead of maybe in a 16-week season, it's a 17-week season. Now, it's not markedly different in terms of it, but you get it. We have seen some of these where guys, it has the feeling they were close / leaning towards playing, could have gone, but didn't. And you get that happening in these, it just feels like it's happening, and I'm sure there'll be some might take a couple years to actually study this, but it feels like it's happening a little bit more, where we're being a little bit more conservative and protecting the long-term interest, especially with contenders, right? So we've seen a little bit of this with Kyler, for example, being held out an additional game. We've seen it with a couple of other guys here in the past as well, held out a little bit longer. And honestly, on the flip side of it too, we've seen a guy like Zach Wilson, held out. And it's more of a developmental check. It's a little bit different of a story, but we've seen him held out as well. So you just see these things, and you just wonder if it's people are, teams are taking a little bit longer of a view with the lengthened season. But Murray should be good to go for week 13. And Colt McCoy has actually played well enough that he should continue to, I think, be a backup quarterback around the league. So that's good. And he was always a player that I liked even back in college. So good on him there. And he's basically been a journeyman around the NFL for a while now. Goff, it's an oblique. It's going to be a tough return for week 12 on Thursday. So that will be probably another Tim Boyle game. Zach Wilson, we're just sort of watching his long-term recovery as Joe Flacco was the guy this week performing the quarterback duties for the New York Jets. So we're watching Zach Wilson here over the coming weeks. Again, I think slow with his return does make a lot of sense. We'll see there if they follow through with that. All right, let's look next at the running back position. A couple of things that happened this week and a couple of things that are sort of lingering. So high ankle sprain for Michael Carter. We're going to have to look and see a little bit more in-depth in snap reactions this week. Be a little bit different format too this week. But one of the things I will look at is specifically how it broke down Ty Johnson, Tevin Coleman. So I think Ty Johnson, potential difference maker, Tevin Coleman, roster clogger probably more at this point. I don't feel you're ever going to feel comfortable playing Tevin Coleman. I think in a right scenario, you can with Ty Johnson. We saw it earlier when Tevin Coleman was out. I mean, Ty Johnson for a couple weeks stretch there was like a top 20, top 24 guy, over multiple weeks there. So. And I think he has that ability, but it is more. I will say this: he has the better profile for the receiving role as well, which is something you really want with a Jets team that's not very good. Okay, other one here that happened this week: Jordan Howard. So they've gone to this like super turbo running thing, which is pretty cool. After being one of the highest passing rate teams in the league to start the season, they've totally revamped who they are, which is really interesting and I don't think particularly common. So Jordan Howard did miss some time. We got 16 carries, 90 yards for Miles Sanders and his return game from injury there. So that is a good spot to potentially see some uptick work from him if it's going to be a Jordan Howard longer term injury. That maybe we do see some Miles Sanders here. So I think Jordan Howard's situation's like totally up in the air as of right now. So I've seen some different reports that, hey, maybe he has a bruised knee, or maybe it's actually a bone bruise, or there could be some ligament damage. Like it's an uncertain. So we're going to watch for the MRI early results on Monday, and that'll really make a difference. And honestly, like this could set up really interestingly for Miles Sanders for a stretch run. I didn't think it was going to, based on sort of the early season usage, but then he left and all of a sudden like they became this totally different team, and now he's sort of returning into a much more lucrative running back scoring situation. So interesting to watch there. Kamara really early week is going to be key. I did notice this, which I don't know if this has ever happened, and again, this isn't a super new like a super old phenomenon, I guess. This is a newer, like, I don't know, last 10 years or so, where they've done Thursday night games on Thanksgiving. So it always used to be traditionally like your first game, right? Your early afternoon and then your later afternoon game. So it was like at 12:30 and like 4 or something like that sort of time frame. And it'd be Detroit and Dallas. Well, now they've got the primetime game, which it feels like the last like 10, 15 years. It probably feels like more recent than that too, but I was definitely that 10, 15 year range is I think probably the more, you know, that's been when it's been that I can remember it. It's safe to say that it's not longer than 15 years, I guess is the easiest way to say that. But it's got to be one of the only times. I mean, I can't remember like this ever happening where you've had all the teams coming into Thanksgiving lose. All six teams lost. So it'll be interesting to see how these matchups go with everyone sort of coming off of a loss. The primetime game really being the big one. You know, the primetime game being a really important Buffalo versus New Orleans. Be interesting to see how this whole weekend comes down. And in fact, you're going to have multiple backup quarterbacks. So that Chicago-Detroit game could be just brutal to watch. But you do have Dalton. I mean, he's competent. You know, and I know people will sort of dump on that a bit, but he is a, you know, he has been a long-term starter. Then you get Boyle on the other side is the most likely thing. So that is that'll be an interesting watch there. Again, now we're talking about, you know, we're going to be missing Kamara. We're going to be missing some guys here in this game, most likely, that it's going to be it's going to make it less fun than it might otherwise be. So Kamara, early season or early week work here. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we want to see these. And again, the practice report's a little bit different because you don't, because it's a short week. So Monday, Tuesday, start looking for some of that information. So that'll, then a couple other ones here. Chris Carson out for the year. We know that. Kareem Hunt, calf strain, looking like week 14 after the week 13 bye is probably when you're going to see him back. Elijah Mitchell's questionable here coming forward. It's Jeff Wilson, 19 carries, 50 yards. Trey Sermon, 10 carries, 32 yards. So we'll sort of see how that breakdown continues to go. But no one – I don't think Sermon's particularly valuable at this point in terms of actual starting situation. Aaron Jones also probably a couple weeks out, so it's going to be another A.J. Dillon potential game here going forward. Okay initial return here. Haven't done full snap reactions to see, but I just know that he did get some work. I don't think he scored. Like one of the elite players at the position, he has a 11 for 53 on the ground and then 6 for 44 in receiving yards, so north of 15 points in almost 16 points in PPR. I don't know where that ranks. That's got to be it's a starter week. I'm not sure where it total ranks for the position, but not a miss, and you'll take it. That 6 for 44 on the in the air, who would have known? Shocking. All right, so those are the running back situations really to watch for. And again, I think this whole run-heavy approach for San Francisco is making this backfield even more and more interesting. So they're going like with this really heavy run scheme. It'll be interesting to see sort of where it takes us over the course of the season. And if it's not a situation where, hey, maybe Sermon, you just remember that Mostert at this point in the Mostert year, it wasn't something that was like particularly front of mind that was going to happen. So just again, remember that when you're churning these situations, like this is the time of year where guys that are third running backs away can still be even further back than that can still be valuable. So I wouldn't, you know, write off anyone yet because we still have plenty of time to go. AJ Brown turning the receivers now. AJ Brown, it looked like it was like a potential collarbone type deal, like sternum. There's Dr. Gene at Football Guys thinks it might be a sternoclavicular sprain. Now I can't pronounce that word, which is like, you know, if I wanted to go to grad school to get a doctorate, they wouldn't let me in to get that doctorate with without those sort of pronunciations. So that was disqualifying, for sure. So that one is one we'll have to watch for to see. That should give us we should get an indication, an idea early on in the week with an MRI for that injury in particular. Marquise Brown is dealing with this thigh injury, so we'll see. There's some thought that it was actually not a thigh but a hamstring. So it's an the thigh is an interesting description of it. So we'll see what it actually is. Going forward, maybe that I think we're sort of up in the air in terms of when he's coming back, honestly, because of some of the mixed messaging on the descriptions. Jamal Agnew was a good story here. It's an unfortunate one, honestly. He looks like it might have been it was a knee hyperextension, and there's sometimes some difficulty with the hip and the labrum in the hip as a result of the way it's hyperextended. It's one of those ones that sort of isn't just right on the knee, but sort of I don't know if ricochets or travels up to the hip is the actual injury, and it might be season threatening. So that's disappointing there. So we'll see how that offense potentially evolves. But he was an exciting younger player who was coming from the unexpected range of producers. So unfortunate there for him. I thought that was a good story. Will Fuller has yet to be designated to return to practice. So that's a concerning one in terms of it's that basically 2 full months at this point for that finger injury was something that is really outside of the range of what you would expect. So so that's one we're totally up in the air on it. It's this particular one. I hope we're not going to lose a full season out of him. Some additional situations here to watch for. Looks like Allen Robinson doubtful probably for week 12. Again, that short return is going to be tough on these guys. You had a concussion for CeeDee Lamb. You got COVID for Amari Cooper, so they're probably going to lose both of those guys for Thursday. It's really, really tough to return from a concussion for the Thursday game. And Amari Cooper's unvaccinated, so he can't possibly actually play on Thursday just based on the time frame and the way the protocol works. He just can't do it. Antonio Brown probably going to miss a couple more weeks here at least, so we'll be watching for that. Curtis Samuel, again, dealing with that groin strain, so we'll see there how he is, how that's going to all unfold. Marcus Johnson, hamstring strain. I actually started him in a spot and didn't get anything out of it, which was predictable from an AWARP research basis. Totally predictable there. And again, Julio, I think that whole Tennessee passing game situation is really up in the air there, especially given the fact that they let Josh Reynolds walk. Like, you're coming out of this and your top three guys could be missing next week coming into the season. Not great. Tight end situation, we'll see here. I think the big story we're watching for is Logan Thomas's return. So there was a left knee injury to Adam Troutman as well. So we'll have to watch for that. It's not particularly impactful. We're hoping Gronkowski's an impact player on Monday night and that Logan Thomas comes back in place. So it's been a while here on the Logan Thomas recovery scale. So hopefully he gets back in the upcoming weeks here and can make a late season push and at least get back into shape, game shape, to make a late season push here for some of our leagues, especially in our tight end premium leagues where he can be a potential flex guy. Okay, well, that'll do it for this episode. Just some initial Sunday night reactions, Monday morning reactions. I want to do some trade centric stuff this week because trade deadlines are coming up. It's a shorter week too, so we're going to have a little bit different. I want to get you your content a little bit differently so it's more actionable for trade deadlines, as well as you have Thanksgiving. So it's kind of a tougher tougher timeline here. So we'll be doing a little bit different, a little bit of some modified stuff in terms of how I'm looking at some of the snap reaction stuff. So, all right, well, that'll be on the lookout for that. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.